Hello again, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King. Our prompt for week 5 of our practice asked a fundamental question. The question is, without any identification with your body, mind, culture, history, accomplishments, bank account, and so forth, who are you? I hope that you are able to truly think about the question that was proposed this week, and I further hope that your reflection on this topic yielded fruitful results both during and after your self-inquiry. Today, in light of our discussion question, which comes from Patanjali's 4th Yoga Sutra, I will be reflecting on the subject of our individual connection with all of creation. Many have referred to this as oneness throughout history, and others have gone even further to describe this connection as spiritual wholeness. Whichever of the two you prefer to use, I believe, from my studies and from my experience, that this is most likely what we can also refer to in yoga as the state of samadhi. By the end of our time together today, my hope is to demystify the concept of this state or understanding enough for you to look at it fully as just another aspect or truth of our full expression as conscious beings. So that if you happen to currently believe that this is some sort of esoteric concept that requires advanced mental maneuverings to understand, you will come to see that this is not so. Additionally, after illustrating how this is more realistic than esoteric, I hope that you will be further inspired to then appreciate the full grandeur and beauty of this truth as you strive to achieve further connection with it in your practice. This is my aim because, like with so many other spiritual concepts that we will discuss moving forward, I hope to remove the veil of complexity that often shrouds its understanding, so that you will see clearly that these concepts are not far outside of your reach or understanding, or even your full embodiment, but are, like most spiritual concepts, simply a state of consciousness that you can work to open up and gain access to within yourself, right here in your body and mind. With that being said, let us start from the beginning. Firstly, I want to simply state that it is truly incredible that the teachers that existed before and from Patanjali's time were able to so effectively articulate the concept that we will explore today, even without the verification of modern science, which we, living in the year 2020, now have the luxury of accessing. The fact that they came to these understandings without even ever knowing about the cosmos in the ways that we do now is a true testament to the power of self-study, observation, and diligent practice. And it is also a testament to the strength of yoga as a practical science. The understanding that I'm referring to, of course, is the understanding or truth that when we are stripped of our superficial identities and identifications with our bodies, race, social roles, possessions, accomplishments, and so forth, we are all one and the same. In the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali,
by Swami Sat Chidananda,
it is stated that, quote, if you detach yourself completely from all the things that you have identified yourself with, you realize yourself as the pure I. In that pure I, there is no difference between you and me. Unquote. This is what we're focusing on exploring today, because what our modern science verifies is that at a core physical level, and also at the experiential level of consciousness, humans know that it is out of this singular event of the Big Bang, as outlined in this week's introduction, that everything that exists, or that we know to exist, emerged 13.7 billion years ago. We are literally all created from the same source and made up of the same recycled and reformatted elements throughout time and space. This is not just true for humans, but for everything from dogs and cats to inanimate objects. Quote, even the atom is a form of energy. The same energy appears in different forms to which we also give different names, unquote. Then, quote, the form and name are just different versions of the same energy, unquote, behind which there is, quote, one unchanging consciousness, unquote, which he refers to as spirit or self. When we calm our minds and remove all of our different identifications with sub-identities, he then explains, and of course we would do this through the practice of meditation, we can not only connect with the truth of our unity with all of existence, but because we will have also simultaneously freed ourselves from our delusions, mental disturbances, clinging to forms, people, things, and so forth, find that our connection with this unity or true self leads us to function better and relate to other seemingly separate entities and things in more harmonious, joyful ways, simply by seeing and understanding our common connection with this truth only after, quote, self-affirmation, self-control, and self-adjustment. Unquote. This great teacher reminds us that yoga, the art of practicing this important science of the mind and body, is the way that we can free ourselves from wrong identification with false identities and live in peace as and with our true self. But please note that there are plenty of other ways to achieve this connection as well. If you look at the teachings of Christ, for example, in his attempt to prompt his followers to obtain and live out the Christed state of consciousness, not to be confused with simply following religious order or symbols, he provided another path as well. What this lesson reminds us of is that every time we separate from our common connection to our spirit, we move further and further away from the truth of who we are. This is true not just for our separation within our species, but is also true for our separation from the rest of creation as well. With that in mind, I encourage you to think about what this means for your practice moving forward. How can even simply being aware of this understanding help you to